Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series. The other day, I shared on my Instagram stories a picture of a text exchange where I was texting with my sister about an idea that I had and something new that I was trying. And I was feeling really energized about being the kind of person who
works on ideas instead of sitting on the couch and watching TV, right? And so I asked in my stories, what's an idea that you have that you really want to do, that you really want to make happen, a goal that you have, something you want to create that you haven't created before? And there were so many responses, things like, I want to write a children's book. I want to write a nonfiction book. I want to start a podcast. Some people had business ideas that they wanted to get off the ground. And my question is this, because I believe we all have these things, like, wouldn't it be cool if, I would love to, if I could, I would. My question is this, is it on your calendar? If you are somebody who wants to write a book, is writing time blocked on your calendar? And are you honoring that? Because the distance is covered by consistent work. Somebody said they wanted to start a blog. Okay, do you have time blocked on your calendar? Not necessarily every day, but maybe 2 hours a week to move in that direction. Are you showing up and doing the work as scheduled? Because it doesn't matter if your goal is to start a business or develop X amount of money in passive income or write a book. You have to carve out the time to work on it, not just when you feel like it, when the mood strikes, when you're hit by inspiration. It has to be on your calendar. I'm going to do a full episode on this, I think, but I was sharing recently about how I have this goal of creating something new every month from here to the end of the year. But I have to block that time on my calendar. I can't just, oh yeah, I need to do that thing. I can't just fly by the seat of my pants and hope that I remember or hope that I make the time. I have to be deliberate and intentional. And that is true if you have a fitness goal. Are the steps that you have to take, are they on your calendar? Are you honoring the blocks of time? Because the distance is covered by consistent work. The difference between people who have these aspirations and make them happen and people who have the same aspirations but don't make them happen is honoring the commitment to the work. And that starts today. You can take that step today. You can put in 30 minutes of effort today. You can honor the time on your calendar today. You can block off the periods during which you will work on that thing for the next 5 days, for the next 10 days, for the rest of the month. Is it on your calendar? The distance is covered by consistent work from where you are now to where you want to be. It is absolutely possible for you. You are absolutely capable. There is no doubt about it. Because you don't need some special skill. You just need to honor the work. The distance is covered by consistent work, and that can begin today. We'll see you tomorrow.